Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as I continue on in a message, Children of the Promise, of which we are them. We are it. We are children of the promise, even as Isaac was to his beloved father, Abraham. And yesterday I went down a bunny trail, and I was talking about not only in our individual lives do we try to get things happening, not waiting on God, using our own reasoning, our own logic, but even the church world, we have tried, well, we may have had the best of intentions, but we use all kinds of things that the world utilizes, you know, the music, the dress, the coffee bars, the donuts, all the things that are going to bring people in. And is there anything, I want to clarify, is there anything wrong with any of these things? Of course not. But when leadership is relying on these things to get people to come to church, something is wrong. We have lost the respect of the fact that we are serving a holy God. When I grew up in a denominational church, and there was a reverence, there was a sense of being submissive to the Lord. And when I finally got saved years later and came into the power of the Holy Spirit, I was saved, filled with the Spirit for a month, and then I came into Brother Glass's service, and the rest is history. But I began to see that there's such a clear distinction. It's in our heart, it's in our motive, that we have to put God first. And beloved, we saw the power of God move. We saw miracles. We saw the Holy Spirit having His way. And now we relate. There are many wonderful churches, many that believe in the power of God, many that are doing tremendous things in terms of seeing the kingdom of God brought forth in the lives of the people of God. But there are many that are using seeker-friendly things. They just don't want to really preach too hard a message. They don't want to talk about sin. They don't want to talk about hell. No, we just want to love everybody, bring them in, and dress, who gets dressed up? I've seen people in shorts leading on the worship teams. Come on. Would you meet the president dressed in shorts? Well, you happen to be having an audience with the King of the Universe. Yeah, am I old-fashioned? Sure I am. Yes, I believe, in the old days, there would be a certain amount of respect that you would. And I'm not against women wearing pants, okay? I do. But when I go to service, I generally try to look as good as I can. It's just an attitude, beloved. You wouldn't go to see a dignitary, a head of state, dressed in your old holy jeans, would you? I would trust not. But it's all in our desire to be submitted to the Lord, to be yielding to Him, and to allow His power, because that's His power to operate in our lives, because that is the only thing that's going to work. All the programs we have come up with, all the clever devices and church building and church growth, how much is more people are leaving churches today? I hear the statistics. It's crazy. Why? Because there's no reality there. There's the power of God isn't there. If we saw miracles, look what happened in Jesus' day or in the time of the early church. My goodness, people were raised from the dead. They were healed as Peter's shadow passed. They were filled with the power of God and the anointing of God. They saw what Jesus had provided for them. And beloved, God wants to get us into that place that we will believe him, believe what his word says. You know, he talked to some preachers today about the power of God and the promise of God sending his people out with power to heal the sick and cast out devils. And in some places, you're actually mocked and laughed at and ostracized from their fellowship. Oh, they're doing everything which is reasonable and appeals to the hunger in man's heart, but they are doing it in their strength. They've taken from the world and integrated it into the church, and we see a whole segment of the church giving birth to some type of hybrid creature instead of sons and daughters of God. Sonship, beloved, is brought about, hear me now, by the Holy Spirit. And the true Son of promise is the one that shall give birth to many nations, or in our case, in Isaac. It was through Isaac that many nations were blessed, that bloodline, or in our case, as Gentile believers who have been grafted in, we are as many sons and daughters to the kingdom of God. Beloved, we can never know the beauty of God's will and judgment until we are willing to lay our own judgment, our own mentality, our own thoughts into entire surrender at Jesus' feet. As heavens is high above the earth, so high, so great, so high is his ways from our ways. Beloved, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? God's ways are so far superior than ours. Even the most brilliant mind cannot comprehend God's ways of working. Yes, he works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He works not according to the natural, not according to our way, not according to how we think it might be done or should be done. He works sovereignly. Throughout the pages of God's word, you see God doing incredible, amazing things that he would continue, like I'm thinking of Israel and all the various battles. Look at Gideon. He reduced the army to 300 men against an army of thousands. Now that's not sensible, but God showed his glory. It was God that gave them the victory and not any clever tactic or strategy of warfare. Beloved, that's what God is wanting in our lives. When we insist on putting the will of God through the machinery of human reason, we prostitute its purpose and adulterate its power. Oh, beloved, I want you to get a vision. There is a secret place in the Most High, in the Spirit, where we can know the glorious liberty and freedom in God, a place where we can know things which pass human understanding. It comes by the Spirit of revelation, beloved, where we can see the impossible done, where we can see miracles happen. The moving of God is foolish to the carnal mind. The things of the Spirit of God, the natural man cannot receive them, for they are foolishness to him. But to the redeemed, sons and daughters of God filled with the mind of Christ, they are the riches of his grace and the treasures of our inheritance. Sarah laughed at what seemed was an impossible promise. She was past childbearing age. How could she give birth to a son? Beloved, when we come to the place of human impossibilities, that opens the door for God's possibilities. With God, these things are possible. Man may not see it. He may even reject it as foolish, as impossible. But what man cannot do, God has but to speak the word, and it is done. Those can laugh. There are those who will doubt the very fact that as Christians, in spite of the word promises that we can live a victorious life, we can live the life of an overcomer. You know, we can laugh at the thought of becoming manifested, empowered sons and daughters of God, but at God's appointed time, you will begin to see things come to pass that will not only astonish you, but those around you. Beloved, with all of my heart, with all of my spirit, I believe he saved the best wine for last. We are going to see an outpouring of the Spirit of God. He said he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and we will receive will those who, the remnant, maybe not everybody's willing to do it, but those who hear the call of the Spirit of God, oh, are you listening today? Do you hear the Spirit calling you into a deeper place, into a richer experience where there are no limitations with God, where we will not limit Him by unbelief? God is wanting us to come into a place where we simply will believe what He said and have what He said, that He meant exactly what He said in the page of the Word of God. Oh, beloved, we have such a heritage, such an inheritance before us. Are you willing to step out and take your promised land? For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am commissioning you this day. I am anointing you this day that you shall go forward, says the Lord. You shall go forward and claim those things that are promised in my word. Claim those things that I have placed in your heart. Is it for my glory? Then yea, trust and know that it is of your God. It is of your Lord to bring forth that which is excellent and good and of a good report, that which is lovely and true, that which is according to the will of the Lord. This message of the kingdom shall be preached throughout all the earth, says the Lord, and then the end shall come. But beloved, you must do your part. You must be willing to let me anoint you. There is no task done for me that is too humble, too insignificant. I love you, beloved, and I have placed within you giftings and talents that are unique to your own life and to your own destiny. Will you hear me calling you today? I'm saying, rise, arise, let me anoint you, and you will experience the very fire of the Holy Spirit within your being, and you shall rejoice as you see the Lord go before you to do mighty exploits in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, I could go for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you. I do thank you for your prayers. I thank God for His anointing. I thank God for the fellowship of the Spirit. I thank God for each one of you that take the time to share these moments with me every day. And I invite you to write. You may be struggling with some things in your life. God has an answer for you. Write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and I bless you in Jesus' name. And well, we're still not done with the message, so I invite you to tune in next week at this same time. God bless your hearts. Remember to keep praising God. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.